WHUD and an instant traffic update.
Well, no sooner did we get a call from Kathleen that there was a tractor trailer on fire northbound thruway just before the Newburgh exit than we were told by our traffic people that the road is actually closed now. Northbound thruway 87 closed right near the Newburgh exit. Tractor trailer completely on fire. Kathleen, thank you for the tip. You were right on the money there, honey. And we'll keep you posted as to when that's going to reopen. But northbound thruway closed near exit 17 Newburgh because of a tractor trailer completely engulfed in flames. By the way, we do have a storm center. So far, just three items on the list from Orange and Westchester. So we'll check it out for you at 6:30. Or you can go to WHUD.com and check it out for yourself right now. Good morning, everybody. 6:16 at WHUD with Mike and Casey in the morning. Daphne Oz stars on ABC's The Chew. She's also a best-selling author. Her latest is called The Happy Cook, and she's a mother of two. So to make her feel less stressed, I told her my daughter has four toddlers.
I know that, you know, your kids bring you endless happiness, and that's the most important bit. But I kudos to your daughter, because that is ridiculous.
Now, my grandkids are still trying to understand how Grandy's voice comes through the radio. Do your kids understand seeing Mommy on the Chew on TV?
So I will tell this funny story. When Philo was first learning to speak last year, a year and a half ago or so, my dad was on the side of buses all over Manhattan. And so she, instead of calling a bus, she would call the bus Grandpa, which was so ridiculous. But she does, she likes to see, whenever I, you know, have to head out to work, she says, you know, I'll see you on TV, which is both heartbreaking and sweet. It's got to be a very strange thing for little kids to see that, because they just can't understand what you're doing in that little tiny box.
The picture on the back of the book, little Philomena has a Band-Aid on her toe. Is she okay?
Yeah, she's totally okay. That's the hazard of learning how to walk by running. And I, again, to the point of, I wanted this book, I wanted The Happy Cook to feel so authentic and so real. And that is exactly what my day was like the day we were doing this shoot. I was trying to help her learn how to walk. She was running. She fell. She scratched her foot. But that's life. And you know, we made it all better. We sat down. We had a picnic together. We were eating some homemade cookies. And that's like, you know, that's the reality. And I want people to feel very comfortable that your reality is about making little things a little bit better, and the results will be major.
Terrific. Daphne, thank you so much for a couple of minutes. Looking forward to somebody making me all this food, because I'm not too good
yes.
in the kitchen, but I want
you
somebody to...
You can do it. You can do it. That's what this book is about. It's supposed to give you confidence in the kitchen. You go do it. I want to see what you make.
Well, I don't know if you want to taste what I make, but Daphne Oz is going to be back 8:45. More on The Happy Cook. Good morning, 6:19 now. We do have a storm center, so stay tuned for that. Here's Sia, Cheap Thrills. This will be on the top 100.7 songs for sure.